Chapter 19, Mindfulness. I am awake. When the people asked the Buddha if he was a god, an angel, or a saint, he said, "No." "Then who are you?" Buddha replied, "I am awake." What is the Buddha trying to tell us? What is it that we are to awaken from? Why is it important to be more conscious? The field of awareness and ordinary consciousness is contaminated with a variety of negative thought patterns. We remain largely unaware of these negative patterns and how they prevent us from reaching higher states of consciousness. In mindless states of unawareness, we are hypnotized, functioning like robots on automatic pilot, sleepwalking our way through life. This chapter will describe the importance of awakening from ordinary to higher consciousness and how mindfulness, a 2,500-year-old practice taught by the Buddha, can help us with this transformation. Mindfulness is the first technique of the daily activity program. Ordinary consciousness or mindlessness. Let the story unfold. The story of life is unfolding in the now, the place where we learn, enjoy, help others, heal, find our courage, work with our problems, manage our pain, and experience inner peace. To accomplish this, we need the mind to work with and accept the story as it unfolds. One moment at a time. The mind is at its best when it accepts and works with one moment at a time, no matter what life throws at it. This requires discipline. Without discipline, the mind will try to escape, and when it does, it creates more problems. The undisciplined mind is the biggest culprit. It is the source of untold suffering. It wreaks havoc on our peace. The undisciplined mind. The undisciplined mind disrupts our lives by taking us out of the present moment, where our life is at its fullest. Repeatedly, the mind takes us out of our current moments when it does not like what is going on. Here are some examples. It fights when angry. It runs when afraid. It competes when jealous. It creates imagined calamities. It projects fantasies from its desires. It is strongly attracted to the past and the future. While it is good to learn from the past and have hopeful plans for the future, the mind goes overboard in its replays and projections. We relive past hurts, resentments, and regrets, which only serve to recycle anger, depression, and guilt. Our projections of the future breed unnecessary fear and insecurity. The mind builds a rigid structure of selfish, dogmatic, overvalued thoughts, opinions, likes, and dislikes. The undisciplined mind tries to get our needs met by controlling and pushing events and people. But the world does not conform to our egotistical desires. And when things do not fit, we create new desires. Instead of working with what we have that is good, it escapes into fantasy to what we think we want next. The mind is set up to deal with one moment at a time. Instead, when it doesn't like what is happening, it tries to avoid the moment and escape. This results in negative thought patterns, which only serve to compound our problems. We end up with the original problem and an increase in mental restlessness and ruminations, signs that the mind is overheated. Now let's study mindfulness. Mindfulness, an ancient technique of Buddhism, helps us manage our inner reactions to a turbulent and unpredictable world. We want to respond with poise and peace, but all too often our thoughts and feelings will not cooperate. While there can be no respite from troubles and pain, mindfulness helps us receive the tests and trials of life in calm repose. By avoiding the destructive excesses of the mind, we can receive what life brings with even-minded tranquility. Awake, aware, and ready. To transform ordinary consciousness to higher consciousness, we bring the mind under control by placing it where we want it to be, in the current moment, awake, attentive, and ready. It is in this alignment that we are most able to heal, learn, solve problems, manage suffering, relax, serve, and enjoy. Your next step is in the current moment. Aligning the mind and attention with the present moment is a crucial element in the healing process. The next step, the step that we need to take, is in the current moment. The current moments hold the continuity of our story, a story pregnant with lessons, entertainment, and opportunities to produce, create, love, and serve. In the lower state of ordinary consciousness, we miss these opportunities because we are preoccupied with other fields of awareness. No need to make any changes except placement of the mind. To practice mindfulness, there's no need to make any changes other than the placement of the mind as we go about our usual activities. With practice, the mind remains calm and poised no matter what occurs in the material world. We stay in a state of balance. We get the rhythm of the story. There is no force in it. We are ready for anything. Following is a mindfulness technique. Stop, breathe, present moment, reframe. The reframe can be any one of seven options: witness, school, entertainment, service, warrior, ritual, other. Step one, stop. When the mind lapses into one of its negative habit patterns, it draws you away from the opportunities of the moment. You go for a ride on the negative train of thought. Because you identify with the negativity, you think this is who you are. When you become aware that your mind is wandering, give yourself a one-word command, stop. This will help you stop thinking, and then you can focus on your breath. Two, breathe. Take a breath and gently bring the mind back to the reality of the current moment. By simply becoming aware of your breath, you can stop the rambling mind, relax, and return to the present moments of your life. This simple maneuver of using your breath to control your mind will help you develop your powers of concentration. You can develop single-minded concentration by continually bringing your attention back to your breath every time the mind wanders. With practice, you will be able to stay increasingly in the present, bringing your mind out of its aimless spin back into alignment with the present moment. Step 3, getting into the present moment. Give your full attention to each moment. Focus on what is going on inside. Focus on what is going on outside. Focus on your body. Focus on what you are doing. Step 4, frame. When you use the breath to calm your mind and place it in the present moment, you have an opportunity to choose from a variety of frames of reference for life as it occurs. We cannot control most of what is going on outside, but we can control how we respond. We can choose frames that inspire, heal, soothe, purify, entertain, and transform. We can create any frame that we wish. In this lesson, we're going to review 6 frames. Number 1, the witness. The witness is even-minded under all conditions. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice cultivating the witness as follows. Stop, breathe, present moment, witness. There is a place inside that is always calm. We want to remain in that place, peaceful and poised, no matter what the world and body throw at us. We can achieve this state by cultivating the witness. To invoke the witness, take a slow, deep abdominal breath and affirm stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. The witness replaces the restlessness and ruminations of the undisciplined mind with stillness, silence, spaciousness, and serenity. The witness does this by observing the changes of life without reacting. It remains silent and serene. It watches events unfold from the position of stillness and peace. The witness does not try to change anything. It does not add, subtract, delete, or edit. It accepts reality as it is while we change our frame from reactivity to stillness. We focus on responding with stillness and silence within in response to the outer present condition. As the witness grows through the practice of mindfulness, you can slowly bring the dimensions of spaciousness and serenity to the events of your life. With the breath as a means of centering yourself, you can begin the process of disengaging from your identification with the negative patterns of the uncontrolled mind. With a single breath, you can invoke the witness. Here, there is a peaceful and compassionate space large enough to hold all. Breathe and refocus on the calm witness early and often to reach for the peace and the enjoyment that resides there, inhibited only by your undisciplined mind. School, cultivating spiritual qualities. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop, breathe, present moment, school. When life gets difficult inside or outside, we try to get away. We run and resist by going into unawareness or fantasy. But the school of life is merely presenting a lesson that we need to learn. Allowing the mind to wander is the equivalent of playing hooky from school. In mindfulness, we do not fight with the teacher or run. We pay attention, listen, and cooperate in order to graduate to the next level. Peace is not found by running away from problems. Rather, we find peace by facing the problem or difficulty and going through it. Through the breath, we can enter rather than run from unpleasantness. By entering deeply into the present, we can extract the lessons and move on. When you are in pain, affirm, 1, life is school. 2, Pain is the teacher if I open to its lessons. 3. The lessons have to do with the cultivation of spiritual qualities. Consult the list of healing qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. Which qualities do you need to develop to help you manage your current problem? Don't forget this. Healing qualities in the spiritual alphabet are more powerful than any painful problem. By invoking and affirming these healing qualities, you create an inner atmosphere conducive to healing. As the healing qualities slowly burn up troublemaking negativity, you will experience a corresponding shift to peace and strength. Love, kindness, acceptance, and forgiveness are more powerful than any pain or problem. Be patient, understanding, compassionate, and gentle with yourself. This will help you face your problems, get the necessary lessons, and move forward. The teacher and the lessons are found in the moments of our lives. You cannot move up the chain of awareness without learning from these moments, and you cannot learn if you are not in school. That is, awake, aware, and focused on the present. The goal is to stay calm and suffer at the same time. We can do this if we create a healing space large enough to hold any problem or pain. Then we can allow our painful problems to exist in consciousness without the destructive aspects of denial, repression, or expression. Denial and repression drive our painful problems into the subconscious and into the body, where they are stored as negative energy. The problem remains hidden and unresolved. Destructive expressions of our pain manifest in a variety of ways, including exertion of power over others, irritability, anger, and aggression. In effect, we spread our pain and problems to others. So rather than deny, repress, or express the pain in destructive ways, we can cultivate an internal healing space for the pain. We can do this by invoking an enlarged space filled with healing qualities. When we let our pain and problems play in an enlarged, peaceful, compassionate space, negative energy is released that has been repressed over the years within our subconscious and body. By accepting pain and problems with compassion, we end the fear of releasing the negativity. By stopping the fight within, the tension of repression dissolves. There's a profound feeling of peace when we turn the table on our suffering by offering no resistance. By fully accepting the inevitable suffering of life without repression and resistance, we gain internal power. To shift gears from ordinary to higher consciousness, we need to think less, be aware of our breath, remain in the present, and accept pain as the teacher. Stay calm, be kind and gentle with yourself, and do the work. The result is strength, serenity, spaciousness, and stillness. When we gently and courageously enter our pain, we gain the knowledge and strength that will help us take on the next set of problems or lessons. This is pain control through acceptance or surrender. Additional details on how to process emotional pain into self-knowledge are described in Chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion. Entertainment, a spectacular show. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop, breathe, present moment, entertainment. The unfolding drama of life is not always about school and learning. Life is entertainment. Our stories are filled with beauty, joy, laughter, and fun. It is difficult, if not impossible, to see life as entertainment, however, if we are immersed in the drama and consumed by our problems and suffering. By taking a step back from the role we are playing, we can take ourselves less seriously. We can do this by framing life as a movie or a sport. We are actors in a role, players in a game. By not identifying completely with our role, we gain distance and perspective. When we reduce our tendency to exaggerate the importance of events, we eliminate some mental restlessness and high emotional reactivity. When we calm the mind and create more operating space within, we can enjoy the show. To remember life as a spectacular show, give yourself a one-word affirmation such as entertainment, show, drama, play, movie, game, or sport. This frame helps us to not take everything and ourselves so seriously. Service, helping others. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop, breathe, present moment, service. Mindfulness practice helps us escape the influence of negative thoughts and turbulent emotions. When we are more peaceful inside, we can give kindness, love, and service to others. Gracious, warm, loving service to all of humanity and creation is a natural consequence of the sustained practice of mindfulness. To invoke the servant, affirm compassionate service to everyone I meet. Warrior, ready for anything. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop, breathe, present moment, warrior. The practice of mindfulness slowly replaces unbridled thoughts, feelings, and desires with serenity and stillness. Mental reactivity and turmoil subside. With a more powerful and resilient mind, the difficulties of life are less likely to throw us off course. We can deal with whatever comes and hold our ground. We do not have to run or hide. We can stay in the moment, take a stand, and hold our position. We are awake, aware, and ready for anything, including work, pain, change, the unknown, even death. This is the stance of a warrior. To invoke the warrior, give yourself the following command. Awake, aware, ready for anything. Ritual. Magical miracles everywhere. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop. Breathe, present moment, ritual. We spend a lot of time in routine daily activities, eating, walking in the park, chatting on the phone, standing in line, gardening, running to the store, baking, washing dishes, brushing teeth, tying shoes, and so forth. There is meaning in any of these routines of life, but we miss it. Because we assume the mundane is boring, the mind wanders, and when the mind wanders, we lose touch with the magic and miracles secreted in every moment, everywhere, outside and inside. The practice of mindfulness brings awe back to the routines of life by focusing on our activities and creating a context of special meaning and importance. For example, we can appreciate the moments that might otherwise be lost in boredom by recognizing the omniscient wisdom that is always with us. Omniscience is the infinite intelligence that permeates our body and the entire universe. As we perform any routine activity, we can think of how the body follows our command when we tell it what to do. We can think of the unfathomable intelligence that creates and operates our vision and hearing as we go about our chores and tasks. When reading, we can think of the brilliance that allows us to understand the words right now. While eating, we can think of how the stomach and intestines digest food by breaking it into molecules that are sent to the right places in the body for energy, repair, immunity, and a host of other functions. When washing our hair, we can think about how the body responds to our commands. The intelligence that creates and operates the body is phenomenal. We are magicians performing astounding feats throughout the day, but ordinary consciousness makes the miraculous mundane. Maintaining awareness of the omniscient power that permeates the universe is part of capturing the wonder, magic, and mystery of being alive in what might otherwise appear to be the humdrum of everyday routines. We can start such a practice with any routine, anywhere, anytime, by consciously looking for the positives inside and outside. We can find them. A blessing in disguise lurks everywhere. We must only want to uncover it. If we bring the full power of a calm, concentrated, and positive mind to our routine activities, we can capture the blessings and make them our own. With breath, focused attention, and creative framing, we can extract the gifts of life, peace, joy, beauty, and the magic of being from the most mundane activities. Give yourself a one-word command, omniscience. This will attune your consciousness to the magnificence of creation from particle and wave to galaxy. Choose your own frame. When you become aware that you have gone for a ride on the negative train of thought and you want to get off the train, practice the following method. Stop. Breathe. Present moment. Choose your own frame. There are unlimited numbers of frames you can use to help you stay in the moment. Be creative. Repetition. It takes years to bring the mind under control. Expect it to wander from the present moment into its old negative habit patterns. Do not frame this as success or failure, as this will cause frustration and tension. When you go for a ride on the train of thought and find yourself back in a lower state of consciousness, remain kind, compassionate, and gentle with yourself. Stop, breathe, and re-enter the moment with the frame of your choice. One continuous sacred ritual. With practice, we can become increasingly aware, awake, and attentive in each of the moments of our lives. As our willpower and concentration increase, we can begin to string the moments together. By maintaining our focus on what we are doing at all times, we learn to stay in the present more and more, even when life gets rough. We see that we can remain in reality, whether it turns good, bad, or ugly. When our concentration is highly developed, we can stay in the present and maintain harmony and balance no matter what life does. All of our moments become part of one continuous ritual in response to the truth of life just as it is, with all of its sorrow, beauty, and joy. when we recognize that all we have are these moments, that there's nowhere else to go, we gain strength and peace. When we bring the unruly mind under control through mindfulness, we gain access to the calm witness, the student in school, the actor in the movie, the servant of humanity, the warrior who is ready for anything, and the magical ritual. The witness remains even-minded under all conditions. When difficult or painful, life is school. We enter our pain to extract the necessary lessons. When life is entertaining, it is like a movie or a sport. When we frame life as a movie, we are observing the show or acting in a role. This gives us some perspective and protection from over-involvement. Playing with life as though it is a sport or a game lightens our burden. We don't take it so seriously. We are in service when we help others. We feel peace and joy. The warrior is ready for anything. The ritual transforms the ordinary and mundane to magic and miraculous. When we rotate these frames, life becomes one continuous sacred ritual, offering up its knowledge and lessons, entertainment and joy, and opportunities to love and serve. Following is a list of some additional benefits from the practice of mindfulness. An all-purpose increase in awareness of everything. Improved powers of concentration. Enhances ability to stay on task. More present and calm. Better at listening. Removes debris and rubbish from our consciousness. Purification and healing. Helps us accept what we cannot change. Helps us get some distance from our train of thought. Stops the pursuit of negative thoughts. More compassion, love, and kindness to the self and others. Reduces mental restlessness and emotional reactivity. Better problem solving. More skillful pain management. Points to remember. The field of awareness in ordinary states of consciousness is contaminated with a variety of negative thought patterns. We remain largely unaware of these negative patterns and how they prevent us from reaching higher states of consciousness. In mindless states of unawareness, we are hypnotized, functioning like robots on automatic pilot, sleepwalking our way through life. Mindfulness, an ancient practice taught by the Buddha, helps us awaken from ordinary to higher consciousness. Mindful introspection allows us to see the forces that control and distract us. Through continuous observation of the flow of our thoughts, feelings, desires, aversions, impulses, and fantasies, we come to understand ourselves better. We can see how our desires, fears, and insecurities cause tension and how, with the technique of mindfulness, we can release ourselves into the stillness, silence, spaciousness, and serenity of the witness. It takes years to bring the mind under control. Expect it to wander from the present moment into its old negative habit patterns. Do not frame this as success and failure, as this will cause frustration and tension. When you go for a ride on the train of thought and find yourself back in a lower state of consciousness, remain kind, compassionate, and gentle with yourself. Stop, breathe, and re-enter the moment with the frame of your choice. We can practice mindfulness anywhere and anytime. All we have to do is stop, breathe, Get into the present moment and reframe. It's like the simple flick of a switch. To be fully aware of all the elements of our lives, we need to pay attention. Mindfulness is a walking meditation, or meditation in action. We can turn every action into a mindful meditative exercise by giving whatever we are doing our full attention. The present moment is both the teacher and the entertainer. There are lessons to be learned and experiences to be enjoyed. Sometimes the lessons are painful. Other experiences are enjoyable and entertaining. Stay alert to get the most out of life, whatever the experience. The mind is geared to deal with the present. The past and future are too much to bear. There is more than enough reality here and now. Why add to the burden by leaning forward into the future or bending backward into the past? Mindfulness is an exercise designed to increase our concentration and attention so we can be awake and ready for anything, including work, pain, change, the unknown, or death. Highly developed, intense concentration in the present moment results in a sense of flow, rhythm, harmony, and balance. Mindfulness is a part of the performance of all of the methods described in this work. Attention, concentration, and awareness are needed for all cognitive, behavioral, or spiritual practice. The peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom we are looking for is right here in the moments of our lives. However, we must be awake, aware, and focused. Otherwise, restless thoughts, reactive emotions, and excessive desires will take us away. In ordinary consciousness, we identify with the stream of negative and disruptive thoughts, feelings, desires, impulses, and fantasies that pass through our awareness. With the practice of mindfulness, we create a space large enough to hold the negativity. In this space, we do not identify with negativity and therefore do not need to repress or express it, both of which are destructive. Instead, we go to the compassionate witness of the true self and create a healing space within. This is a furnace of sorts. Here we can burn up the junk thoughts, feelings, desires, and fantasies that keep our consciousness from rising. Rather than being negative, panicky, or agitated when life gets rough, ride the ups and downs like a rodeo cowboy on a bucking horse. With continued practice of mindfulness, the restless mind, hyperactive emotions, and excessive material desires will not bump us off the horse. We stay calm and focused even when the ride is rough. With deep, sustained, long-term practice of mindful service and meditation, our inner space expands so that we can receive the harsh realities of life with peace and poise. Stay awake and aware in the present moment, since it is in the here and now that life offers its knowledge and lessons, entertainment and joy, and opportunities to love and serve. Be compassionate yet unencumbered. Give peaceful, joyful, loving service to all of humanity and enjoy the show. Affirmations. With the breath, I anchor myself in the present moment. I calmly embrace the present moment. I calm myself and get back to the present moment. I invoke the witness, watching and observing. I invoke the witness, still and silent. I invoke the witness, patient and breathing. I invoke the witness, serene and spacious. Compassion is the fire that burns up my problems in the healing furnace inside of me. By steady absorption in the moment, I get the rhythm of the story. I respond to the show with peace and poise. I am kind and gentle with myself under all conditions. I add love and compassion to every moment of my inner life. I receive all events with gentle compassion for myself. I receive all events with gentle compassion for you. I live fully in the present. I practice the presence of peace. I live fully in the present where change and healing occur. I am grateful for the blessings of entertainment and joy. I accept suffering as an opportunity to cultivate healing qualities. I see magical miracles everywhere. Exercises. 1. What is the difference between ordinary and higher consciousness? 2. Describe the 4 steps of the mindfulness technique. 3. Describe and discuss the 6 frames of reference listed in step 4 of mindfulness practice. 4. Can you think of any additional frames that might help you? 5. Life is school. How might the practice of mindfulness help you learn the lessons meant for you? 6. Life is entertaining. How might the practice of mindfulness help you enjoy life more than you do now? 7. There are thoughts without awareness and thoughts with awareness. Your witness is conscious, calm, and non-judgmental. Watch your thoughts from the witness. This is impartial self-analysis. Stand back and observe without prejudice. Try this now. 8. When completely immersed in the turbulence of ruminative thoughts, feelings, sensations, fantasies, and impulses, remember the witness, that place inside where there is stillness, silence, space, and serenity. When you are in turmoil, try these one-word affirmations. Stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. This may help you get through some difficult times. 9. Be aware of your inner being, your body, and the sights, sounds, and feel of the environment. Look for the positives within yourself and in your present environment. Try this technique. Stop, breathe, present moment. Find something positive in your inner being. Find something positive in your body. Find something positive in the environment. 10. You are either in love or something else. When you notice negativity, stop, breathe, present moment, affirm love or another healing quality. 11. Notice when you're managing your pain skillfully or unskillfully. When you observe unskillful pain management, stop, breathe, present moment. Affirm life is school, pain is the teacher. If I open to the lessons have to do with the cultivation of healing qualities. 12. Ask yourself, am I in the drama overreacting or watching the drama from the serenity and stillness of the witness? 13. Always practice mindfulness with an attitude of compassion and understanding for yourself. Try this now. 14. To create a healing atmosphere for yourself, affirm love and kindness. Try this now. 15. Meditation and mindfulness work in tandem. Both techniques reduce the excesses of the mind so it can be in alignment with the higher purposes of the heart and soul. Both techniques require one-pointed concentration. If you practice meditation and mindfulness, you will build a powerful control center at the very core of your being. Events, the doings of other people, and your own reactivity will not ruffle you because you have more space and strength inside. This takes time to develop. Begin your practice now. 16. The sacred is with you all of the time. Relax, open, listen, attune, and receive. Can you feel it? 17. Every action, no matter how mundane, is a part of one uninterrupted sacred ritual. Offer every action in service to humanity and to your God or Buddha. Then you will have strength and peace. You have completed your review of mindfulness, the first of 5 techniques recommended for your daily activity program. In the next chapter, you will study a similar technique, practicing the presence of God.